Good afternoon. It is 2 o'clock in the newsroom here at WRHI, FM 100.1, 1340 AM, WRHI.com, and Facebook Live. Let's go live now to Tyler Cupp and Matthew Cray in the city of York at the York County Sheriff's Office. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Thank you, Stephen. We're out here at the York County Sheriff's Office with over 20 other media outlets, a room full of people, as we await to hear from Sheriff's Office officials about yesterday's mass shooting in Rock Hill that left five people dead and one injured with gunshot wounds. And we found out today that the shooter was a former NFL player, Rock Hill local. And it's just been a tragic 12 hours, no other way to describe it. And Tyler, I saw something today, you know, if you didn't know Dr. Robert Leslie or his family, you know, the deceased in this crime, you knew someone who did, and that's the case for you, and you haven't even lived here but for a year and a half.
Yeah, year and a half I've lived here, and Dr. Leslie ended up being my doctor. I saw him three times, and you saw just how great he was as a doctor and a physician. He was very understanding, very patient. He immediately looked for a connection that we had, trying to find out information about me before he even asked me what I was seeing him for. And we had a connection of where I used to live in West Virginia, and we had told stories of how we get to my hometown and taking Interstate 81 and things like that. But he, very understanding, very patient. But as you said, Matt, and as Manning Kimmel and Ralph Norman talked about on Straight Talk, had such a huge impact on this community. And you knew someone or someone would reach out and say, this is how I knew Dr. Leslie, this is how I knew the family, and just made such an impact in this community in York County.
Absolutely. And there was something I saw on Facebook before we walked in here is, you know, we're about 5 minutes away from hearing from York County officials to fill in a lot of the details that we don't know yet about this terrible crime. But there's a post I saw on Facebook. One of the things that, outside of being a doctor, Robert Leslie, he loved to write.
Yes.
And one of these, this is something he wrote, I think, just a few weeks ago. I saw a Facebook post that said his recent words, and he called it doxology. So I'm just going to read this as we get ready to start. It says, "One day when I depart this body and find myself in the presence of the Lord, my time, however, it will be measured, will be filled with the praises and wonder of Jesus. I know that I will once again be able to hug my mother and walk and talk with my father. There are a lot of people I want to see as well, family and friends, grandparents, some of whom I never met on this side. I'll seek out Peter and John, the Apostle Paul, as well as other giants of faith, men and women whose words and deeds have guided and molded my journey and my heart. We have no idea what heaven will look like, only that it will be perfect. And because of that, I know one day when I've experienced the presence and joy of the surrounding host of saints, I'll find myself walking with Barbara in a field of lush green grass surrounded by gently rising conifer-cloaked hills. The words of Jesus will echo through that glade. Behold, I will make all things new. And there will come Dox," I assume his dog, "charging towards us, his ears flapping in the breeze, his golden hair and majestic tail waving in the wind, and both of his laughing, dancing eyes meeting ours." And I just thought that was so cool to read, because even though it's something he didn't expect to happen so soon, it's something he was contemplating.
There's a lot of talent and a lot of power in those words. And you know, we talked about him being a writer. That was a passion for him. And you can see it right in those words. He's telling a personal story of his beliefs right there. But you're seeing how he's able to put those words together and the talent that he had for it.
Absolutely. And we were expected to hear from York County Sheriff's Office officials here shortly again yesterday. 4:45, that's when officials were called to the scene for a shooting. There are five dead. Dr. Robert Leslie, his wife Barbara, two of their grandchildren, ages 5 and 9, which is just... That's a tough pill to swallow right there when children die in any crime. And then a worker who was working on the site at the time, HVAC worker, he also died. He was a 38-year-old. I don't have his name in front of me at the time, but Sheriff's Office was called to the scene. They searched for him for several hours. They found him in a home down the street where he was living. Although it doesn't sound like they owned the home, we found out today that he did take his own life. And that is where we stand today. Again, still waiting to fill in several of these details.
So many layers to this story as we're finding out. Seems like hour by hour, new details seem to come out. And so many families were affected, not just the family of Dr. Leslie, but the families of the HVAC workers, and of course the family of Philip Adams dealing with their tragedy as well. And you mentioned over 20 media outlets. We've got outlets from the state of North Carolina and the Charlotte area, and of course we have CNN. I see their microphone. I know the Associated Press, as well as outlets out of Columbia, South Carolina as well.
Yeah, and one of the things I was thinking about this morning as I figured out, you know, what we might talk about if we had any chance to before the officials came out is the last time this anything similar to this happened was Mike Doty several years ago when he was killed in the line of duty. And not to take anything away from that, but, you know, when something like that happens, you think, okay, it was an officer. He was doing his job. He dies a hero. You know, he was a fallen hero. And you think of a situation like this, there was no job. They weren't in the line of fire, the line of duty. It was just a heinous, terrible crime, and they were the victims of it. But they, in a sense, are fallen heroes of their own. Just to see the community outpour over the past 16 hours, people coming together to wrap their arms around these victims and their families to show, you know, Rock Hill is turning into a big city, but it still has a small town feel, and you very much have seen that in the past 16 hours.
And you see news stories every day, and you wonder how just unspeakable tragedies can happen to those areas, and then it happens to your own area. And then you see how it is affected and how people swarm and try to cover it and learning details more and more as it looks like we're about ready to hear from Trent Ferris.
Yes, they standing out in the hallway. He will be out momentarily, presumably with York County Sheriff Kevin Tolson to fill in again some of those details.
But going back to that thought, until it happens to you, until it happens to your area, then it really puts a lot of things in perspective.
And I think one of the cool things, and I don't want to jump too far ahead, is that when something like this happens, it opens a door for people to be able to wrap their arms around the situation, to care for the people that were involved. And that's something that I saw when the Mike Doty situation happened several years ago, and I expect it to happen in this situation as well.
And it's amazing how fast the news travels now. In 2021, when this happened, I had an enormous amount of text messages and people reaching out, what's going on in York, what's going on in York, and people had connections to the people involved. And looks like we're about to have Trent Ferris come up and speak.
Yeah, Trent Ferris is at the podium now, along with York County Sheriff Kevin Tolson.
Here, as you can imagine, the last 22 hours have been very busy for here at the York County Sheriff's Office, and we thank you for your patience. We are now ready to release more information about the shooting incident that took place at 4456 Marshall Road yesterday. With that said, here's Sheriff Kevin Tolson. Sheriff.
Good afternoon. Spelling of my name is K. E-V-I-N-T-O-L-S-O-N, Kevin Tolson. Thank you for coming. I'd like to begin by reading a statement from the families, some of the families of some of the victims. On behalf of the Leslie, Alexander, and Colbert clans, we would like to address the outpouring of heartbreak, shock, grief, and support from our family, friends, and community. We are truly in the midst of the unimaginable. The losses we are suffering cannot be uttered at this time. While we know there are no answers that will satisfy the question why, we are sure of one thing. We do not grieve as those without hope. Our hope is found in the promise of Jesus Christ, and we are enveloped by peace that surpasses all understanding. To that end, our hearts are bent towards forgiveness and peace, toward love and connectedness, toward celebration and unity. We honor all those involved in this story with prayers and compassion, specifically for the Shook family, the Lewis family, and the Adams family. As Robert Leslie would say, when peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrow like sea billows roll, it is well with my soul. If you would like to do something for the family, Ada and Noah would want you to stock the free pantries and libraries in your community. Barbara and Robert will want you to be good stewards of what you are given, leaving every place better than it was before you got there. Ada, Noah, Barbara, Robert, and the rest of the family would ask any memorials or gifts to be sent to Camp Joy, North Carolina, 918 South Pleasantburg Drive, Greenville, South Carolina, 29607, in honor of hope and the promise of eternity. The Leslie, Alexander, and Colbeck families, April 8th, 2021. And folks, there's nothing more powerful that I can say today, or you can print, or you can broadcast, than the words that I just read. We have probably more questions than what you do about this case right now. We are working hard to provide some answers. Obviously, one answer is why. That is a question that we are probing as we speak with numerous investigators. We hope to be able to get to those answers and provide some why to the family, most importantly. Out of respect for the families that are victims of this, I'm only going to discuss information that has been released to them. Again, that's out of respect for the family. Also, out of respect for the family, please understand that speculation is very harmful to them right now. Rumors that spread are very harmful to them. We're trying to provide them with the best information that we can, and I ask that you do that as well. Also, the family has asked that they not be contacted right now. I would ask that the media please respect that, as they are in a tremendous amount of grief right now. So this is what we know currently. Yesterday evening at about 4:44 p.m., York County Public Safety Communications received the following two 911 calls.
456 Marshall Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina.
All right, what's going on there?
This is Destiny Sheet Metal Justin Services. I have two technicians on that location. I just had one copy screaming that he had been shot, and the other technician has also been shot and not responsive.
All right. Do we know how long ago this happened?
My technician just called me literally 30 seconds ago.
All right, thank you.
And I've been shot, and I asked him where the other one is. He said he's laying there, and he's unresponsive, and he was shot also. I can't get any other information out of him.
Robert Leslie.
L-E-S-S-L-I-E.
Okay. All right. So that, and who, well, that name is also the end of the property owner.
Yes.
All right. And this is my characteristic of MO?
No. They've been shot. I mean, they didn't do the shooting. They've been shot.
Well, I was just making sure that it's not characteristic of them to, you know, do prank calls or anything.
No.
Drama.
No.
My name is here, okay? And your name, please?
Quickly
as we can,
we'll
open siren, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. April 7, 8,071, 642 hours, 6:47, 7 seconds.
Again, these are the 911 calls made before yesterday's mass shooting.
Sir, can I get your name? Sorry about that. Call officers.
So the long beeps that you heard were just redactions of names and phone numbers that we obviously didn't want to be out there in public. So our deputies, first deputies arrived on the scene 8 minutes after that, those two 911 calls. It's a large area, and we began to assist the victims that we encountered. The first two victims, obviously, that we encountered were the two air conditioning techs who were outside the home in the driveway at their work vans. Then we immediately began to assemble a team to clear the house of Dr. Robert Leslie. Once we cleared the home, we found Dr. Robert Leslie and his wife Barbara and their two grandchildren in a room in the back of the house, all deceased with gunshot wounds. One living victim, one of the air conditioning techs, was transported from the scene to EMS, who could not make it to the area, by our deputies in a personally owned vehicle that was on the property, a truck. Shortly after arriving on scene, we requested our unmanned aerial system, or our drones, and also our canine unit immediately to respond, as well as the State Law Enforcement Division's helicopter for aerial support. Once the investigation began, we were able to develop Philip Adams as a suspect in this incident. We also learned that Mr. Adams lived close to where this incident took place, just down the road, about a quarter of a mile, maybe a little more. We were able later on in the evening to make contact with Mr. Adams' father, who lived with the suspect at the time. We were able to remove Mr. Adams and later Mrs. Adams from the home, as we had a search warrant for the home and for Philip Adams. At around 2:30 a.m., we confirmed that Mr. Philip Adams, that the suspect was deceased in a bedroom in the home. As I said before, and as Trent said, we're 22 hours into this investigation. We've gathered a lot of information. We have a lot more information to gather as to the why. Again, my two priorities here are, number one, to assure the citizens and the community in York County that an armed man who just shot six people is not on the loose. I assure the community that is the case. We feel like that we have the individual who is responsible for this and that he is deceased. My second priority is to the family's respect for their privacy and their grieving process. A little bit of information that I have about the suspect is that we issued several traffic citations by our traffic unit in February of 2021. Those were minor charges. And then he has some pending criminal charges from 2016 that occurred in Mecklenburg County, North Carolina. Information about those traffic citations are in your packets. I can't go without thanking our partners in law enforcement, the State Law Enforcement Division, the Rock Hill Police Department, the State Law Enforcement Division, Department of Homeland Security, the South Carolina Highway Patrol, the Chester County Sheriff's Office, and the many, many, many surrounding agencies who made contact with me and made contact with us throughout the evening to offer their assistance. We could not have had a successful investigation that we did without those folks' help. And at this time, I'll entertain some questions. Please be aware that there's not much more information that the family has been given or that we really know at this time. We have not been able to verify that. Self-inflicted gunshot. We believe to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. To my left is coroner Sabrina Gast, and any questions that might be directed about the pathological situation or circumstances of Mr. Adams or death, cause of death, can be directed to her. And behind her is our solicitor Kevin Brackett, who was on scene last night as well. Andrew.
Chair, I have a question. Can you talk about what evidence was found in the house? Was anything stolen or taken? And is it true that the suspect left a cell phone in the house in the crime scene?
So we have not been able to determine that anything was taken from the Leslie's residence. And all I'm able to say right now is that we did recover evidence at the scene that linked Mr. Adams to that area, definitively.
If I may just follow up, I know other people have questions. Can you say definitively or generally how Mr. Adams is developed so quickly as a suspect so that you knew where you were going from there?
By evidence that he left at the scene that we were able to immediately identify and connect him. Yes, sir.
When you guys there to serve the warrant, had he already killed himself by then, or were you guys still trying to negotiate his surrender and then he pulled the trigger?
So we did not hear any gunshots. We did try to negotiate and get him out of the room that he was in. We did not receive what we believed to be an adequate response. So that's speculative as to whether or not he had already shot himself, or he shot himself as we were arriving or while we were on scene. We did not hear any gunshots once we arrived.
Did his parents believe that he was alive when the last time they saw him, or when they
That is what was relayed to us at the time, yes, sir.
Were the parents aware of what happened?
At the time, no. Yes, sir.
Any indication of how he got into the home? Did he break in, or how did he get into the house?
I will tell you, he forced entry. Yes, sir.
Sheriff, we're hearing this is a situation where maybe he was cut off from medication, that he was a patient of the doctor. Is that anything you're looking into or can confirm?
Can't confirm it, no indication of it, and that's certainly something we are looking into. Again, I think I was asked, the first question I was asked, was there a doctor-patient relationship? We have no indication right now that there was a doctor-patient relationship between Dr. Leslie and Philip Adams.
Representative Ralph Norman told media outlets that that was the case and cited law enforcement, so you are not the law enforcement he would be citing?
No, sir. No, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes,
ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
I know that Adams got
I prefer not to at this point.
I think I've already told that.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It was a single gunshot wound to the head.
Can you talk about the condition of the living victim?
Very critical. That is the last report that we had this morning.
Were there others in the house at the time?
No, we believe that there were the two air conditioning techs outside and then Dr. Leslie, his wife, and two grandchildren inside the home.
Sheriff, the 911 call, the second one referenced as many as 20 shots. Does the evidence on scene bear that out?
I don't know about 20, but definitely multiple gunshots.
Do we know what kind of weapons was used?
Yeah, there were two types of weapons. One was a 45 and one was a 9mm.
Sheriff, are you able to say how exactly Adams obtained those weapons? Was it legally, illegally?
Well, we don't have any indication that they were illegally obtained.
Was there anything found at the home where he was staying that might show some light as to why he did this or any other evidence?
Not right now. We don't have anything right now. There's nothing about this right now that makes sense to any of us, and that's why we're working so hard to try to get more information.
When Sir, he left the scene, did he go to anywhere else, like maybe a nearby church, to try to get in there, or anywhere? Did he go anywhere? Do you know what his whereabouts between the two houses?
We don't believe so. Based on what we've been able to piece together so far, we don't believe so.
You know how long Adams was living with his parents?
I don't. No, I don't.
Were the kids living there, or were they out of town? They come from out of town.
The children who were deceased, they live on the same property in Dr. Leslie's son and daughter-in-law's house.
Two more questions.
Sir, Mr. Leslie was a big part of this community. If you could take your sheriff's hat off for a second, how has their deaths impacted you personally?
Dr. Leslie was a pillar in this community with what he was able to give back to this community. He was a longtime doctor. He had treated me in the past at his clinic. He was very involved in law enforcement with providing space for the same nurses to do sexual assault exams on sexual assault victims. I was very involved in that. And so, We tend to eulogize and canonize folks, and it kind of waters it down, but I would not want to water down anything that Dr. Leslie did or meant for this community. He knew everyone. He treated everyone with respect. And if you reflect on the family statement, that is the type of family that Dr. Leslie raised, because that is the type of man that he was.
Sure. Last question. How does the investigation go from here? What's next for you guys as y'all continues?
Well, we've been back out to the scene today to try to look in more daylight and really why our next, you know, if we can succeed in that in answering some why questions, that will certainly relieve the minds of the families that have been affected and put some closure for us to this investigation. And if you look behind you, many of the men and women who were involved with this yesterday and last night are here today. Some of them have not been to bed yet, and we continuously and tirelessly continue to work for the Shook family and for the Leslie family. And I would just ask that you keep those families in your prayers, as well as the Adams family. With that, thank you.
That was York County Sheriff Kevin Tolson giving an update on yesterday's shooting with some additional information. Tyler, your thoughts?
Well, I thought we were given lots of information, and props to you on the question asking the sheriff about the connection he had to the doctor, and showed the media here that
who may not be local,
may not be local, to know his impact in the community and just how much he meant. And obviously there were more people and more tragedies involved in all this, more than just one individual, but just kind of shows you just how awful that all of this was. But the 911 phone calls being played, I thought were very interesting. Learning that there was some sort of evidence that they found at the Leslie residence that tracked them to
directly, like directly, right away.
Yes, directly tracked them to the gunman. But yeah, it seems like more information is coming out, and props to the sheriff's office here for allowing all this media here and keeping us in tune. A lot of people have not gone to bed yet, Trent Ferris being one of them. He actually was texting Stephen Stone this morning, trying to give us a call or at least come by and give us an update. But I think about 8:30 he said he was taking a shower and going to kind of relax a little bit before he had to come back to work. So, but yeah, some details coming out that Sheriff Tolson gave everybody. And again, this will be an ongoing story that I think we learn more and more as the sheriff's office continues their investigation.
And it just felt very tangible. You know, a lot of times when you watch a movie, if it's a well-made movie, you can feel what they want you to feel at the end. The emotion in the room, and since or the even the emotion last evening, has just been kind of tangible. You can feel it. You can almost touch it, even though you can't.
I think we also learned that I'm not sure if it was reported that there was forcible entry. I think
yes.
There were some questions on whether or not there was a relationship between Dr. Leslie and the gunman, Philip Thomas, on whether or not they knew each other, but they did reveal that there was some sort of forced entry that he somehow got into the house there.
That, and at least at this time, they're not aware of a medical relationship. And again,
right.
Sheriff Kevin Tolson did say he would not release information that had not been released to the family, and so I'm sure
and that was something that was starting to come out, whether or not they did have a relationship.
Yeah.
There was actually Mike Gallagher got a call that's aired on WRHI, someone claiming that there was a relationship. We don't know that for a fact, and obviously the investigation has not gotten to that point.
Doesn't mean there was, doesn't mean there wasn't.
Correct.
But unable
right.
to confirm at this time. But thanks for tuning in to the press conference here at the York County Sheriff's Office. Again, updates on yesterday's tragic mass shooting. We now join Fox News in progress.